broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for May 27th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders are the answer to the problems we face. A good, honest, moral people standing together, jealously guarding their liberty. The answer, no doubt about it. Hope you're absolutely doing marvelous. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, the recap of yesterday's broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com at 877-817-9829. Also brought to you by Raw Honey Delivered to Your Door. That's right, Raw Honey Delivered to Your Door. Tastes fantastic. Available now. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Raw Honey Delivered to Your Door. By the way, when you're talking to Kurt about delivering raw honey, ask him about Patriot Printing as well. He'll take care of your print jobs and deliver them to you less expensive than anybody else. Available now if you're part of the Give Me Liberty Fund. GiveMeLibertyFund.com for a win-win-win situation for patriots. Please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Without further ado, the recap of yesterday's show. We talked about the new website we built in support of Darrell Castle for president, Scott Bradley for vice president for the United States of America on the Constitution Party ticket. The website we built is called avaliantstand.com. It's just started. Avaliantstand.com, just like it sounds. We're going to be adding to that, letting you know what's happening with the campaign. I think most of you know now I've endorsed Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley. They're, in my opinion, the most viable third party. The status quo has got to go. We got to get something done and take a valiant stand now. Avaliantstand.com. Check it out. We also talked about Hillary was sidelined as Sanders agreed to debate the Donald. Brilliant strategy, we thought. We also talked about humans are programmed to take a nap in the afternoon. Dr. Kerr says workers would benefit, believe it or not, for a 15-20 minute midday nap, according to the Telegraph. A nap can offer a multitude of health benefits, including increases of cognitive function, memory, alertness, perception levels, stamina, mood increase, motor skills, creativity, and decreased stress levels, to name a few. They say a 20-minute nap in the afternoon, believe it or not, is much more beneficial than even sleeping in the morning. Great study, great info, folks. We also talked about this gentleman. His name is Akash Vukodi. He's 6 years old. He's a homeschooler. And he's the youngest contestant at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. That's good news, huh? Six-year-old dude tearing it up. Homeschooler. You got to love it. We also talked about Utah joined 10 other states to sue the Obama administration over the transgender bathroom directive. Now, we mentioned clearly, we don't think lawsuits are the answer. You don't go to the feds and say, feds, you're out of control. You also don't go to the federal government and say, weakest branch of government intended by our founding fathers, that is the courts, please control everything like you're the strongest branch. See, it's bogus. That's not the intent of the Supreme Court at all. What the state of Utah and these 10 other states need to do is nullify now. They need to say, government, we're not doing it. What you've done is unconstitutional, it's immoral, and it's illegal, and we're not going to comply. They say the directive is not, I repeat, not legally binding. But schools that do not comply might face lawsuits from the federal government, and they might risk losing federal funding. Believe it or not, federal funds in the state of Utah make up 11%, or the equivalent of $482 million of Utah's nearly $4.3 billion in education budget. $4.3 billion is the budget. 11% of it funded by the feds. What they need to say is, you know what, government, we're not taking your 11%, period, end of paragraph. We're not doing it. And furthermore, we're going to make sure that money that is in the state of Utah that would normally flow to the feds, not going to flow to the feds anymore. And we can offset that and become independent as the states were intended. There is no authority, constitutionally or otherwise, for the federal government to grease the skids or to browbeat states over finances. The states were designed or required to have a balanced budget. This upsets the apple cart. No wonder the balance of power is all confused, right? That's why we are convinced the checks and balances are indeed the answer. All right, the state that stands up first gets my vote. Wow. All right, we also talked about Ken Starr. Yes, it is one and the same. He's already out as president of Baylor University. That's the nation's largest Christian Baptist college. They had a sexual harassment scandal regarding the football team over there. And what's fascinating about this is it's just weird to me. The same Ken Starr that was attacking Bill Clinton 20 years ago over sexual misconduct, now in his own scandal, 20 years later, right when Hillary's rise to power is in the mix. Do you think that's a coincidence, a mistake? I don't think so. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two, did Glenn Beck and Brad Thor discuss the assassination of Donald Trump? Glenn Beck and Brad Thor. Brad Thor says, what patriot will remove Trump from office? And then the headline from The Blaze, why author Brad Thor is predicting unprecedented assassinations, or attempts, if you will, against Trump, The Blaze. Well, I don't believe that they really did talk assassination, but it's hard to say that link's not there. What I do know is Glenn Beck ought not, and his guest ought not, say such things. We brought this up on the radio yesterday. I think they ought to have a more appropriate response. Look, we don't go along with this. This shouldn't have been said. Brad Thor and I reject it. A lot of listeners called me and emailed me and said, Sam, you're too gentle. Meaning Glenn Beck should have just kicked Brad Thor off the air, like right on the spot. Well, I understand the view, and I don't disagree with the rejection of this suggestion by Brad Thor. I guess I'm just saying I would go about it a little more politely probably, but that's just me. Just imagine Sam being the polite guy in the room, huh? Whoa, I guess it's been known to happen before. Governor Nick Yarhawley in the news signed a South Carolina ban on abortion. After 20 weeks, it's now law. The only exceptions are if the mother's life is in jeopardy and or a doctor determines the fetus cannot survive outside of the womb. Doctors face up to $10,000 fine and 3 years in prison for violations. Prison time is mandatory on the third violation. These bans are now in effect in at least 13 states and blocked by court challenges in several other states. To me, this is good news. We got to stand against abortion for pro-life folks. We've got to do it. And this is an example where a lot of people believe America's just going down, down, down. And I agree we've got our troubles. But I'm also going to say, you know what? This is an example where we've seen more moves towards pro-life in the last several years with some real success than we've seen in my whole lifetime prior to that almost. At least my whole adult lifetime, that's for sure. Anti-Trump protests turn violent outside Albuquerque, New Mexico rally. They always say the Trump supporters and Trump is all belligerent and violent. It's not true. The peaceful Trump supporters were beat up and harassed. Albuquerque attorney, the guy's name is Doug Antoon, he said, this was not a protest. This was a riot. These are hate groups. I have to agree. Look, there's no place for violence here, folks. None. And while the mainstream press is blaming the violence on the Donald, it's everybody but the Donald. I shouldn't say everybody. Significant groups but the Donald that are committing the violent acts and the abusive acts. And the mainstream press isn't calling them on the carpet. How come? We also talked about Alabama GOP sounds off on Chief Justice Roy Moore. Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily, brought us the piece, WND.com. The executive committee of the Alabama Republican Party. Good news, they've sided with Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore in the lawsuit over his stand against same-sex marriage. The Saudis are now claiming that 9/11 was an inside job. LibertyNewsDaily.com, boy, do I agree with them. We also talked about the top 10 cheapest places to live. If you're tired of spending half your income on rent, the question is, where should you go? They say your best bet is the West or the South. I say the Rocky Mountains is a great place as well. Quick pause, back in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
The mainstream press is telling you that the TSA security head got fired or let go because lines are too long at the airport. But did they tell you that that TSA head got let go with a bonus? Oh, yeah, golden parachute. Not really any accountability there, but there you go. We got to just absolutely shut down the TSA anyway. We talked about a Raleigh company is offering a Tesla for every employee. Existing employees and new employees will receive a leased Tesla Model 3. CEO expects the perk to be cheaper than hiring headhunters. Wow, that's pretty interesting, huh? We also talked about a transgender teacher who won $60,000 for, quote, being called she. Cheryl Trumley wrote the piece in WND.com. We also talked about a student charged with stealing free milk from the government school. Wait a minute, how do you steal free milk? That is the point. We also talked about Washington, D.C.'s worst day ever. The problem is it's just not hot over there. It's what? Global warming's kind of chilly, huh? All right, we also talked about a CBS2 investigation uncovers votes being cast from the grave year after year. So there you have that. Votes only come from the grave if it's for the socialists. If it's constitutionalists, then they don't have any grave voting going on. Not that I would support grave voting anyway. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting radio broadcast. Available now, on demand at your fingertips, republicbroadcasting.org and libertyroundtable.com. All right, Kirk Cosby's with me. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now, sir. Welcome.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. Let's start out with this piece, I guess. Hillary Clinton admits that the United States created Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Chuck Baldwin wrote the piece, Kurt, and he starts out and says, hey, how come the mainstream press didn't tell you that Hillary admitted? Why isn't the mainstream press admitting or reporting the fact that Hillary blatantly admitted in public that the U.S. government created Al-Qaeda and ISIS? Why does the mainstream media refuse to tell the American people that the United States has never actually fought ISIS, but instead has very surreptitiously and actively supported ISIS and the other radical Muslim terrorists in the Middle East? Why has the media refused to reveal the fact that ever since Russia started a fight, a true fight, a true defensive war against ISIS, the terrorist organization has been reduced to almost half? I'll tell you why. Because the mainstream media is nothing more than a propaganda machine for the United States government, no matter which part. All the government, no matter which party is in power. The mainstream press doesn't work for the U.S. citizenry. It doesn't even work for its corporate sponsors. It works for the Washington power elite, permanently ensconced in Washington, D.C. And yes, those same power elite control most of the media corporate sponsors as well. It is a sad reality that if one wants to get accurate news reporting, one must bypass the U.S. propaganda media machine and look to sources outside of the United States. And then he points to a Canadian publication that covered the Hillary admission. There's a video. And in this video, it features presidential candidate Hillary Clinton acknowledging that America created and funded Al-Qaeda, the terrorist organization. No joke. Let's remember the people we're fighting today. We funded those same people as our, quote, allies a short 20 years ago. What do you say, Kurt? You want to respond to this? Hillary Clinton flat out admitting we created ISIS, Al-Qaeda. And now the mainstream press ignores it. Canadian press catches it. Chuck Baldwin brings the tale forward in an incredible article at his website. Any thoughts, Kurt?
Well, that's the beauty of the new media taking center stage. If, and that's a huge word right there, if you search and find these details, you know, like you have done, Sam, then you can see the truth admitted there. The thing is that most people don't go to those efforts. They don't go to those links, if you will, to find the facts and the truth, and, you know, thus they're uninformed. But good work, and, you know, hats off to Chuck Baldwin. you know, hats off to you for presenting that to us as well.
Anyway, I found it a real tragedy. Because Ben Swan and many others have done a great job exposing this as well, but Chuck Baldwin adds evidence by bringing the Hillary admission to the table as well. Wow, Hillary Clinton admits that the U.S. created Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It's one thing to document it, it's another thing to have Hillary admitting it. The American people, though, ought to do something, but the military-industrial complex just marching on, Kurt. Wow. All right, switching gears. For the first time, doctors have diagnosed an American woman, with a superbug, Kurt, that cannot be treated with an antibiotic of last resort. They say the reason that this has happened is people have overused antibiotics, and now they got a antibiotic-resistant bug that is just out of control. Do you want to comment on this, Kurt?
Well, it does remind me of, at least in my opinion, what we've done. We live better through chemistry, you know, and I put that in quotes. And in so many ways, you know, the Monsantoization of the world,
yes,
you know, whether it's Monsanto or all the other, you know, great ways we're going to, you know, improve life here on the planet when, you know, in my opinion, it's many times negatively done. And I don't mean that, you know, if somebody's gone from the hoe to the tractor, that, you know, that ruined the earth because we got, you know, more. But I'm talking about, you know, messing with things that we shouldn't mess with.
What are the solutions?
You know, I mean, it seems pretty simple. I just, was informed that a, you know, kind gentleman that I've known for many, many years is now going to be dealing with Parkinson's. And, you know, in his, in the studies of the individual that I was talking with, they were reading about how, there's a good chance that many of the herbicides and the different things like that that this individual might have dealt with in his lifetime could have contributed to those things. I look at the ways we've done things, and I think, hey, in so many ways we'd be, less is more. You know, we'd be better off with just the good old basics. Now, some folks say that means that I'm kind of like a tree hugger or something like that. But, you know, I mean, I'm certainly for the use of technology and things like
that. By the way,
that.
I've never seen Kurt hug a tree. I have seen him hug his wife, though, but just saying.
Yeah, there's just so much good that can be accessed.
All right, let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a critical story, though. For the first time, doctors have diagnosed an American with a superbug that cannot be stopped by even last resort antibiotics. What are the solutions? We'll tell you our views in seconds.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Barack Obama used his visit to Vietnam to promote the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade pact that has been passionately opposed by both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, who have been joined grudgingly by Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. If the trade deal is ratified by Congress, McClatchy News Service predicts, it would allow Vietnam's manufacturing industry, already booming because of low labor costs, to export more products to the United States, primarily clothes, textiles, and shoes. At present, foreign exporters of footwear are required to make design decisions on the 436 ways shoes are classified for tariffs, some as high as 40%. Removing those tariff restrictions would reduce the costs of producing and importing shoes. Matt Priest, president of Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America, which supports the TPP, estimates that U.S. companies with facilities in Vietnam could save $500 million in import taxes each year if the agreement were implemented. Critics of the TPP insist that this would devastate yet another American industry that has been crushed beneath the burden of federal regulations. From that perspective, the economic benefits of cheaper shoes would not compensate for the costs to domestic businesses and U.S. involvement in a sovereignty-sapping multilateral body. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, Foxconn Technology Group, a major Chinese supplier to Apple and Samsung, has reportedly replaced 60,000 factory floor workers with robots, according to the South China Morning Post. "We are applying robotics engineering and other innovative manufacturing technologies to replace repetitive tasks previously done by employees," the company explained in a statement, "while also enabling employees who remain to focus on higher value-added elements in the manufacturing process, such as research and development, process control, and quality control. The attrition rate of these changes is very steep. The 60,000 employees replaced by automation represent more than half of the company's previous workforce of 110,000 people. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're talking about this. For the first time in America, a woman was diagnosed with a superbug that cannot be stopped by even last resort antibiotics. Kirk Cosby, one of the health experts on the radio. Not certified by your government or anything, just a lot of experience in life with animals and people. And we're talking about the answers. Kurt, you were saying less is more. You're basically talking about the herbs, herbicides and all this kind of stuff that have been used. And a lot of times that contributes to health problems that we have. And less is more. A more simple approach is the answer. I would agree completely. I would say the more natural we go, the better off we are. In 9 out of 10 cases. In other words, not every time, but almost. And it's not antibiotics that cause the problem. It's the overuse of antibiotics that cause the problem, for example. There are natural ways, but you were saying less is more, sir. Go ahead.
Well, and it's interesting just to see, for example, in the, I guess you could call it the honey world that I live in, which means, I get to interact with people as they try in many ways to go from using as much sugar as the average American that hits 150 plus pounds of sugar a year, closer to I think it's 160, something like that, where as in our if you take us back 100 years, the average American might have gotten to 6 or 7 pounds a year. That's just the white sugar. And then you look at all the other things that we've done. Now we have to have, for example, gyms for exercise. Years ago, the average person would work in their garden and do the different things so that, they basically had, I guess you could say, a workout by working outside many times. And now, we've got to do all these things because we don't do those things anymore. Then when it comes to, for example, a number of people will come and try to get to the aid of the raw honey in helping them combat the different allergies. These same people, when asked what do they do when they see a bug or a weed, they typically will say, well, they, you know, get rid of it with these chemicals. And I mean, country bumpkin like I am, I just think, well, imagine if when we saw weed, we just pulled it out. You know, that was an exercise we used to use.
Yeah, but that takes too much work.
You know, yeah, that's right. Or when we saw bug.
By the way, if you weed and pull out all the weeds like you're talking about, you don't need a gym membership, Kurt.
That's the point. You know, I mean, you don't need that. And then you don't, you know, suffer from the side effects. And I put that in quotes. And in my opinion, they're direct effects of the living better through chemistry, all the different toxic items. For example, glyphosate. Now, some people say, what in the world is that? Well, that's the fancy scientific name for Roundup. Roundup, you know, I mean, so many plants, even seeds now come what they call Roundup ready. That means they're basically, they have some Roundup right inside the seeds. So that the goal, at least they say, is then you don't have the other weeds, you know, when you have the plant. But I submit that, you know, is a dangerous kind of a thing. And that's probably
God created weeds,
Kurt. Well, yeah, as far as I know. But,
and I'm not saying weeds are the best thing.
For them.
I'm just saying there's a purpose for them. And that's the problem is man oftentimes tries to play God too often. It seems to me that the answer in natural health and healing solutions, as you mentioned, a whole lot less chemicals, a whole lot simpler approach, less is more. But the last point I want to make on this is I think we need to turn to our God, though. You know what? If you have a super bug that man, the arm of flesh can't solve, I think it's time for a nation to get on their knees and say, Lord, please spare us. We'll keep your commandments. We'll repent.
You know,
we'll turn away from our sin, turn towards you know your laws, and we'll do our very best. And what does God promise us biblically if we do that, Kurt? That he'll heal our land? That's an interesting phrase, isn't it?
It is very interesting. We some friends of ours, Jim and Trish Fijo, the former proprietors of something called Daniel Chapter 1, well, they've, you know, dealt with the long arm of the government, and I recently got a notice from our, what do they say? It's the Claims Administration Center, where the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, has now basically, they've sent out checks to former customers of these good people. And now,
did you get a check, Kurt?
In effect, yes, I did.
You need to cash it right away.
Doing some kind of a refund for the money that these people, charged for their, in my opinion, great products. Now, the FTC has now said that they, these folks broke the law. And I'll tell you the way that they say the judge found that despite being ordered to stop, they claimed that their products treat or cure cancer, even though they didn't have reliable scientific evidence of that. They go on to say all these different things, but the bottom line is, you're supposed to now give this to your doctor or other healthcare provider, a copy of this letter. If you know anyone who took any of these products listed above, please give them a copy of this letter. It's just where, basically our government has gone, rogue.
Psychotic, you're right, crazy, no question.
These good people, I purchased those different products from them and was completely happy. In fact, I am sad to know that because of what our government's done, those things are unavailable.
You're right.
We talk
about. Don't worry,
freedom,
we can give Viagra
liberty
to the troops while we're trying to stop their abusive rapes.
You're exactly right.
All right. Hey, Kurt, by the way, did you cash your check,
folks,
though?
Not yet.
All right. You need to cash it immediately because it expires if you don't cash it right away.
Yeah, it expires in July.
Did you get Trisha's letter on this?
Was not with it. I think I saw it in the
all right.
Email.
Anyway, read that letter from Trish in detail because she talks about the wrongs that have been committed against them and they're still fighting the good fight, and that's great. But one of the things Trish says is this. People, friends, please cash this check. Because, look, they've already stolen it from Jim and Trish. And what Jim and Trish say is, you know, if we could get the money back, it might be another thing. But what a lot of people are doing, Kurt, is cashing the check so the government doesn't get the money. And then many people are still making donations to Jim and Trish to try to help with some of their bills and stuff like that. So a lot of people cash the check and then send Jim and Trish a donation.
Well, that's a good idea.
And that's kind of a good idea, but that's what I'm not saying that Trish said to give a donation. What she said is, cash the check so you get the money, not the government. And then she said, by the way, we're grateful for all the donations we're getting. I'm not trying to put words in her mouth, but I am trying to say that, you know what, you should cash the check so the government doesn't get it, number one. And then number two, you know what, if you want to donate to good causes, Kurt, I'd encourage you to do so. That's just Sam Bushman talking now. But anyway, that's what's being encouraged by Trish and basically by Jim to do with the cash the check, don't let the government have it. Now, the best thing would be to give it back to Jim and Trish, whose rightful funds it is. But the government's never going to give the money back to them, Kurt. And so what our goal now is to make sure that the government doesn't keep any of that. And then, you know, do good with it all the day long is kind of the idea. Anyway, turn to God. Work on natural health and healing solutions. We believe would be the answer to these super bugs. And I know that, that people would say, well, Sam, you're just a religious fanatic. You're simple-minded and weak, and that's why you... All right, say what you choose. I'm just telling you that those are the solutions that I believe, and I'll stand with them. By the way, a Federal Reserve June rate hike... Wow. A Federal Reserve June rate hike is in the works, Kurt. The Fed thinks that the economy and the markets can withstand it. They're going to do a quarter point rise. The new rate would be 0.75%, Kurt. Think that's going to help out the economy?
There you go. Nope.
It's just going to make it
worse. But, of course, that's what you've got is you've got an economy that's, it's connected to fiat money or, as one man said, I believe in honest money. We just don't have honest money. We have dishonest money.
I hear that. Now, the other thing for people to note is, you know, when they raise the interest rates, understand, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure they can manipulate the economy into feeling good for a while. They can kind of inject that fiat reality to make us feel like it's going well. But I'm submitting to you, when they raise interest rates, gas prices are going up, it's spelling disaster for many Americans who have never recovered, despite what your mainstream press tells you. Dishonest money with government manipulations. When Kurt said the phrase, less is more, boy, does that apply to this as well. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt talking about the Federal Reserve going to raise interest rates. That's going to be a disaster for the economy. Most Americans realize something's wrong. And they don't know how to put their finger on it, but the economy's at the heart of a lot of it with dishonest money, as Kurt wisely said. What happens is you get this hidden inflationary tax on the people that eventually is so destructive, it'll destroy the whole economy. If we're not very careful indeed. All right, without further ado, Kurt, the Trumpster is in. The Donald officially secured
good point.
The number of delegates that he needed to cross the Rubicon, if you will, and clinch the Republican nomination. I guess on Thursday, the unbound delegates put him over the top. Kurt, your response?
Well, he was, at least as far as I understand, he was in North Dakota at the time. And I guess Bismarck is the proper place. And that I know that's a donut or whatever, but it's also a place, Bismarck, North Dakota. And he thanked those folks for putting him over the top. You know, he had, at least in the detailed story I read about it, a lot to say about their energy independence and that kind of thing. Of course, North Dakota is one of those states with very little federal land where the people have been able to use the land and basically create some wealth. And they're hoping that at least he promised in a speech that I, you know, saw a little bit of excerpts from or whatever, that they'll have, he'll roll back a number of the government regulatory kind of things that hold America back in competing with the world, that he'll, he said apparently that he would encourage the whole exporting of, you know, energy, et cetera. And, you know, there's a number of good things that I think he's saying and that were being done there, especially when you roll back government regulations that never should have been there in the first place. You know, those are positives to this incident, I'd say.
There you have it. Anyway, kind of interesting. I don't know what that means. I think that the chances of them now forcing a, what do they call it, a brokered convention or whatever, Kurt, is pretty slim. I don't know how they're going to get away with that. Now, they still could play games.
I agree.
But I think that the chances of them really playing those games are evaporating quickly. Because if they play too many games at this stage, everybody's going to feel like the government stole the election from Donald. And Donald's right when he says the people are going to go berserk over that, Kurt. And you know what? Even though I'm not for Donald Trump, I would say justly so. I know we're not a democracy, folks. We're a republic. But we're a representative republic, and the people have said, you know what, we want this guy to be our representative nominee. In other words, you got to let the process work. Whenever they bend or manipulate or pervert the rules for their own agenda, people are unhappy. So I reject the democracy, but I support a constitutional republic, Kurt.
You know, and it's interesting to me, Sam, there's a number of people that say, oh, you know, there's just not that kind of support for Trump. Now, you know, I like you, support the Constitution Party candidates. But it's interesting, apparently, way before what there's, I think there's a number like five more states to still vote. And, you know, there's been a record turnout for Mr. Trump. And, you know, I believe this goes back to what we've talked about before so many times. You know, we see these, you know, you mentioned the economy just earlier. It's about jobs. It's about the economy. And that's what's going on with the people showing up to vote for Mr. Trump, I believe.
I agree. And I think they look at Donald Trump, even though he's made some mistakes. Everybody's made mistakes in their lives. But the fact is, the guy, you know what, has done quite well for himself. And most Americans are just saying, look, I hope if we put that guy in office, he might do something that might make things a little better for me, too. And I can't fault them for that belief. I believe there are better answers than Donald Trump. But when I told you that Americans are frustrated, they know something's wrong. They just kind of can't put their finger on it oftentimes. This is the issue. They also don't know where to go for the solutions because the mainstream press and the insiders on the Republicrats, both parties all in one, the insiders versus the rest of us, they are intentionally making sure people are confused and don't know where to go for solutions, right? Okay. The solutions are in listening to the radio, listening to Republic Broadcasting, Liberty News Radio, good, honest, like-minded Americans, Genesis Communications. You know what? Those three companies are doing their very best to tell you the truth and tell you the tale of liberty, the important things. And it's important that we keep these companies alive. But it's also important to understand that, you know what? There are answers. There are solutions. There are ways to solve the problems that we face. And so we'll see what happens with the Donald. We hope to try to go to the Republican convention. If we can get enough donors to help us, go to libertynewsradio.com and donate today and help us. But we're going to try to go and report from the Republican convention to see if the Donald's treated fairly. Just because I'm not a Donald backer, Kurt, I still want him treated fairly. I still want the process to work the way the founding fathers intended it to work. All right. When you started talking about Bismarck and then you started talking about donuts, Kurt, then I kind of thought of government, IRS, and donuts. Then all of a sudden I thought of bakeries. Come on, Kurt. Kurt's got a bakery piece here.
Well, I didn't know interest. If you were going to just stop there at the bakery thing, and or if you were going to go a little further into it. But, you know, this bakery story comes to us from the WorldNet Daily Boys. And, you know, they say big development for bakery after IRS seized its cash. Now, this is a story from David Vocatura, as it looks like the author, in WorldNet Daily, and they say it was not uncommon for David Vocatura or other family members to make cash deposits at their bank. Many customers at their bakery, and by the way, about a 100-year-old institution, they paid cash, Sam. Yep, but here's what happened. The Internal Revenue Service, it got their attention because many of these deposits were under $10,000. Yep, and by the way, 3 years ago, they put the family through what they call, legal H-E-double-L. And
I hear that.
Despite some good news this week, that is not over, they say. By the way, this was in 2013. They raided them. That's in Norwich, Connecticut. The family business resulted, were basically had $68,000 of their money seized out of their bank account. And this is all under what they call the civil asset forfeiture procedures. For 3 years, the IRS pressured this guy David and his brother to plead guilty to criminal charges of structuring bank deposits and they wanted them to agree to surrender the money. Guess what? They refused. Hats off to them.
Amen,
in retaliation
sir.
For their refusal, The agency then launched a criminal tax investigation of their business, requiring them to account for nearly every financial transaction over an 8-year period. And that's when they, these good people took the IRS to court. Now, just hours after, just recently, just hours after the bakery, and by the way, the Institute for Justice sued the IRS to get the money back, the IRS announced it would return all the money, but it's continuing with its retaliatory tax investigation. They quote the guy, the attorney that's representing the bakery. The guy's name is Robert Everett Johnson. And he said 3 years after taking the Vocatura's money and forcing them into a prolonged legal nightmare, the IRS is still desperately searching for some way to retroactively justify the seizure.
What you got is rogue thugs, belligerent, running amok, Kurt, in the government. We finally got our money back. And now we just want the government to leave us alone, said David Vocatura, owner of the bakery.
Good point. This guy, the attorney, finishes up. He said the IRS should not be launching a fishing expedition into 8 years of a business's financial records just because the owners will not voluntarily agree to forfeiture of their money. It just sounds almost mafia-esque, doesn't it, Sam? I mean, you've heard those stories where the mafia would come around and say, you need fire insurance, and the reason we know you do is if you don't pay up, you're pretty much going to have a fire. And, same kind of thing when your government does this kind of deal to people. It's just a mess, huh, Sam?
Amen to that. That's why we recommend for solutions, shut down the abusive, unconstitutional IRS today. By the way, a senator is guilty of vulgar, incoherent ramblings. Hang tight. Next hour, we'll give you the details. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Do me a favor, will you? Go to all your radio stations and the radio networks that help syndicate Liberty Roundtable Live and tell them thank you, will you? Would greatly appreciate it. LibertyNewsDaily.com for incredible news. RepublicBroadcasting.org and LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible radio. And what more can I say? Good people are doing good things together. And we're grateful to be part of it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure.